Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So moved. Officer report, yep, you have anything?
No.
Ben? Yep?
Well, are we gonna make any more reference to the Old Snyder Halfling?
Not today.
Okay.
They've asked to be postponed again.
He asked to be postponed again, so there's no decision.
The letter here, if anybody wants to read it, I think Troy read it.
That's the one that just came from the commissioners that I just got.
We did a previous request for
Waiver for the road angle from the county roads standards.
Then nothing.
They're still pursuing that angle to the property, that access to the property?
We approved
The angle, yeah.
I think we approved the angle, the
I think what we said back to the first time.
But that's not gonna
No, they got
Get him anywhere. He still gonna deal with state highway and
Why doesn't he go to the other access to the property?
I believe his initial problem with that access was because he would have to deal with state highway.
Five lots or so, and it's still considered a certain type of residential access to do more than that, and it kicks in, I guess, traffic study and a whole new
On the state side.
Yeah, requirements. I think he was trying to just deal with
Line of sight's not very good there either. That's another problem.
Yeah.
The dirt road's always been a problem.
He probably had to have acceleration, deceleration lanes and a curb and all that stuff too, probably.
Yeah, but he might have to do that with Hankling too, so.
Couple announcements. I think Debbie put in the September record report. The Maryland Association and Planning Commission, the Maryland Planning Commission Association, 33rd Annual Conference is on September 27th, 28th.
October.
October.
October, sorry, October 27th, 28th. And it's in Frederick City. It wasn't Baltimore before, was it?
I'm not sure. They always have one in Ocean City.
Well, they had them at various places, and most of them are too far. This is about the closest one that
Right.
So if anybody's interested, just check with Debbie or let's go on. Second, we also received something from the state highway explaining to US 219 and I-68, Maryland to Myrdale Road configuration. Anyway, I'll pass this around, everybody can look at it. Want a copy of it? Debbie said you'll make you a copy.
Yeah, most people got this in the mail too.
Yeah, I saw that one.
It's about the public hearing this Thursday and Friday.
And it came in the mail a couple of
Yeah.
Everybody's good? All right.
Yeah.
Moving on to unfinished business. Debbie, you had something on the Guys Ridge?
No, on the comprehensive plan. I was just going to throw in there that the comprehensive plan amendment that you voted on, just incorporating the tier map, it will be heard on October 3rd. By law, there has to be a public hearing, so it will be heard by the commissioners, have a public hearing there, and hopefully be able to decide on it on October 3rd. That'll be done. And I think that's it. No, just a reminder, just to everybody, we had said last November that this coming November we will decide when to do the comp plan. So that's coming up, not this coming meeting in October, but the next one. So keep that in mind.
What was the thing you mentioned for October 3rd?
That is the comp plan amendment. By the end of this year, we had to incorporate the tier map into the comp plan. So that had to be done. And we decided just to stick the map in there and make it real simple. That's what it is.
That was a few meetings back.
Yes.
Okay, any other questions on old business? Moving on to new business, anybody have anything? Up front, then we go to zoning appeal, Bill, zoning appeals case.
Yes, three zoning appeals cases this month. And the meeting will be September 15th in this room at 7 p.m. I submitted center house and flats. The first one's Bruce Swift, BR756. He just needs a front yard variance for an accessory garage that would come to within 15 feet of the front property line. The property is located at 298 Penn Point Drive, and it's on tax map 66, parcel 137, lot 9, and it's zoned LR1. Mr. Swift actually does have a garage already on the property, but he's going to be tearing that down, if he can get approval for this one and build a bigger, nicer garage.
Will it be in the same footprint?
No, no. You can see on the upper right-hand corner, the dashed lines show where the small garage is that's on the site now.
Mm-hmm.
So.
This is a proposed garage here.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
He can make it fit if he gets, if he can get a front yard variance to go within 15 feet.
And that's a 10.63.
On
the alleyway, is that?
10.63. Let's see. Yeah, on the side, he would go, yeah, 10 point, about 10 feet from that alley. But that particular side is grandfather.
Uh-huh.
So he could really go right up to the alley if he wanted to push it, but he's kind of pulling back from that to like 10 feet from the alley and 6 feet from the rear line, which is also grandfathered. And all that he really needs is that front yard, 15 feet from Lower Penn Point Road.
But it's 1543.
Well, we give him half a foot just in
case. Gotcha. Okay.
Anybody have any concerns about this? Yeah, Jim?
Does he have a house? Is this residential?
His house is directly across the street.
Just directly across the street on Lower Penn Point Road?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he's just moving the garage closer to him, really, seriously.
Yes, he just needs a bigger one.
Okay. I don't have any problems with it.
Okay.
Okay, the other two cases are both for the same property. And it's located at Beetree Lane, 98 Beetree Lane. The variance is 757, and it's submitted by Mark and Catherine Charette, Revocable Trust, for a variance to allow the reconstruction of a home to within 13.56 feet of a rear property line and within 14.57 of the side property line, the same distance from the property line as the current home. So this one would be within the same footprint on those two sides. And 98 Beetree Lane, tax map 57, parcel 166, and it's in the LR1 zone. And the special exception aspect of it is for the construction of a 6-bedroom transient vacation rental unit. Anything over 6 bedrooms, 6 to 8 bedrooms, requires a special exception. So we'll be hearing both of those at the same time on the 15th.
Bill, has there ever been a request for a 6-bedroom rental turned down?
No, but there's usually, I can't recall any right off, but we have had some go to court, at least one in the Stillwater area. And the other thing is the board sometimes puts restrictions. On outdoor hot tubs, outdoor speakers, those type of things. Take a good look at parking, quiet time, inspect those documents on the hours, those types of things.
Any other concern? Pass it on down. Moving on up then, Bill.
Okay, thanks.
That it?
That's all we have for this one.
So if any of the neighbors there have concerns, they would show up at this meeting, I guess, to express it?
I'm trying to think where it actually is, because I'm not remember the Beetree Lane, but I know the title goes places back in there. I'm worried more about parking, but it looks like they're going to have enough room to park there.
Well, that's a requirement.
Yeah.
Yes, one per bedroom, so they would need 6 parking spaces.
I keep forgetting that's on the sewer, not the septic system, so there's a driver pump back here. You know what I mean? It's not a matter of.
Yeah.
I assume that's on town water, too.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yes, I'll make sure.
Okay, what we got next? Major subdivision?
Yeah, we've got one major subdivision. This is for the Board of County Commissioners. This is Lot 3 in the Kaiser's Ridge Business Park. this is a major subdivision simply because it's commercial. The road's already in, so there's not really any infrastructure that's being built as part of this. The review is just a major subdivision because it's commercial. Everything is pretty much ready to go on this one. If anybody has any questions about it?
That's not the one he's reviewing right now. He's looking at the Kaiser's Ridge.
See the one in single lot?
In the packet?
Yeah.
Any questions on this one? We need to take act on that, don't we?
Yeah, it is a major subdivision.
Any motions?
Motion approved.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? So moved.
You probably had one for Back of Beyond, which is 1,000 acres in your plats, but or in your packets, but they decided to withdraw that. They wanted to make some changes to it, so probably looks at one next month. The other one, the waiver request, and I thought John Sanders was going to be here. This is the one I emailed to everybody later in the week and then just handed out. This is in the North Camp subdivision, North Camp Ridge, which is the extension of North Camp and the WISP PRD. The roads have already been approved there. The Planning Commission gave that 175 lots of their preliminary approval last September. We've not done any final plats yet. Apparently, they've been working with Corps of Engineers. They have five different stream crossings that they wanted to do. So what they wanted to do was neck those roads down to one way where they cross the stream. I forwarded this to Dave Ritchie with the engineering department. Dave actually reviews all the roads to see what his take was. He just gave me informal comments. I asked him if he wanted to come or submit something. He was out, and so was Dwight Emery from the engineering department, so they couldn't attend. Dave's general take of it, and I don't want to misquote him, but because he just looked at a general view of it, but was that he had concerns about it. He said they deal with stream crossings with county roads, and he said the Corps of Engineers can be tough to deal with, but you can do it. It's just, it's complicated. So he felt that that was not necessarily something the engineering department would support. But that was an initial email. I didn't get anything formal from those guys. So that's kind of all I know. Everybody I thought would be here to debate it is not here.
There's nothing we can really do about it.
Well, what you guys would do is in terms of the road width standards.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
In terms of road width standards, we would be saying instead of a normal 18-foot wide road, 2-foot shoulders, you're going to allow this road to neck down wherever it crosses streams and just be a one-way road in five different places. And from what it appears, that's the main road around there is what will be impacted. It's not the small spur roads or little cul-de-sac roads that lead to just a couple lots. This is kind of the main route of travel through there or where those crossings are. So. You know, the waiver request would be if you guys feel it's appropriate to.
Well, Chad, what is their alternative? If we don't grant this, what can they do?
I don't know exactly what Corps of Engineers would require. You know, again, this is just a brief email to Dave, and I wasn't able to get a hold of him to go into more detail. He said they deal with this same type of stuff with county roads, and they have to do it. He says it's can be kind of a pain to deal with them, but there's ways to do it. So I don't know exactly what would be required to build a two-lane road there.
Well, I figured it'd be cost, right? That's the way you look at me. I'm just saying, I'm not saying to be smart, I'm just saying it would almost be.
I'm assuming, yeah.
Well, you know, I think that one, and especially five, necking down to a single lane would be a real headache. I think it would be a disservice to the people living that to approve that.
If that was one way in and one way out, one way, one way, and came out one way, I could see that being.
They'd make it one way, but right. they haven't offered to do that.
No, it's a.
They can't think they can do.
that road kind of links up from, you know, North Camp is up here, it's already existing. So those are the new roads, so it appears that it's coming, you would be able to travel kind of in a loop down there. But it's two lane, you know, two-way road right now.
I'd like to hear John's explanation, I kind of wish he was here.
Yeah, I emailed him about it, he said he was busy, but he tried to be here.
Where's the stream crossings on here?
You kind of have to just compare it with the letter.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Pull up that side.
Yeah, I guess they doubled their stream crossing before back in North Camp and other places, right?
I would have thought so, I don't know what the issue was this time, if it was just a cost issue. I think John goes into a lot of detail about what exactly they would have to do.
Does it eat into the other lots, I guess maybe if they make it two lane? Or does the work you have to do, maybe takes away from the lot?
I'm not sure. If that would cause problems or not, it could be something like that.
So our only concern is one, is the width of the road. Because in my opinion, if MDE passes it through all there, there's nothing as far as crossing the stream.
Well, that, you know, having to live daily with the experience of traversing a single lane stretch, I'm against it. I'm telling you, I'm against it.
Well, the thing is, it's a new development, right?
Yeah.
So the people buying the lots will know, when they buy the lot, they know what they're...
You know, that is said frequently, but a lot of times when people buy a lot, they don't really understand some of these things. I mean, they should, but they don't.
Somebody could potentially, you know, we approve a record plat, approve the final plat. It can be recorded if they have a bond. So somebody can buy a road or buy a lot before the roads and infrastructure is complete.
Yeah.
So they would not necessarily see that it's one lane. They may, it just depends. If that bond is covering it, those roads may take a while to complete. And just to reiterate, this section will be 175 lots total in this whole
That's a bunch.
Development. In this, and that's what we gave that, or you guys gave that preliminary approval September 3rd for 175. We haven't given final approval to any. They'll probably bring different sections in out of this.
Have they argued whether these are actual streams or not?
You know, John called me and asked me about it. He said they had a stream, some stream crossings, could they ask for a waiver? And I always say, well, anything in the subdivision ordinance you can ask for a waiver from. I said, you know, things that would be important might be things like site distance, how many of them. So we didn't discuss it at length. He brought the letter in, sent it to me, and it was five. I was a little surprised that it was five of them, but I didn't get into details with them. Again, I was kind of hoping he would be here to explain.
That comes up in our line of work, you know, whether it's ephemeral or it flows half the year. Or
I don't know that any of these were.
The year. Somebody determines that, and I'm not sure who.
I don't remember.
Didn't see much of any water. Yeah. You've got this Waters of the U.S. thing now with the court.
Yeah.
Where it's just kind of, I think we ought to wait and get John in here to explain this.
I agree. You know, my point, too, is...
Yeah, based on what I've seen so far, I would say turn it down, but I'd be willing to hear somebody's argument.
Way described as a void, an undue hardship, something. I just want, I mean, I said money, but... drives a lot of stuff, I'm also saying. But yep. the other point is, too, I don't understand, you know, if they've already gone to the Engineering Corps of Engineers and said, you got to put abutments in, you got to do this and this and this, I like to hear you tell me that, because it doesn't show that. The other thing, too, if you cut the roadside down, we're 18 feet now with shoulders, right? What are you going to let them down, 12 feet with shoulders? Your piece of culvert plate's only going to be another couple feet longer. You know what I'm saying? That's what I look at it. So you're disturbing the stream bed, no matter what you do. And I don't understand that part. That's why I'd like for John to explain.
Yeah, and I think it may be that the crossings weren't denied by the Corps of Engineers. It just, you got to do this extra work.
There's got to be something done for him to write this.
John's usually pretty reliable and dependable.
That's what I said.
This is a pretty big deal when you think about 175 lots. If you look about where the best opportunity for tax-based growth is, it's pretty much here. So
and I agree with you on that. I'm just saying I'd like to hear him explain because it's something not for him to ask for. And then I read his letter, but I just can't get anything other than caused by an undue hardship. What is the undue hardship?
Yeah.
A lot of times it's cost, a lot of times it's, something's gotta be out of whack here for him to ask for that. So I think we'll table until next meeting. John wants to meet, Johnny, you wanna try to call him, see if he's anywhere closer, you wanna?
Well, you know, I emailed him this morning, told him what time it was.
But I thought it was Rick's little guy now, and he was asking John. That's the way, like, is that everybody in agreement? I'd like to hear from John, I guess everybody else would.
I would think it'd cut down the value of part of 175 lots if there's five narrows. I'm with you on that, but I agree with him.
So it's tabled?
Yep.
Okay.
I thought he was losing lots out of it.
He's not gonna, I was gonna screw him up as far as trying to get coffee. I just like to hear.
Think so, is he on a deadline?
I don't, not that I know of, I don't know.
We're coming out of building season right now, so.
I'd rather talk to him and see, I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah. Lord knows when the snow's gonna fly now, so, could be tomorrow around here.
A plat showing a different section and bring that in, you know, I think there'd be ways to work around that if they, there's other areas.
I know he chose the road, but there's, I'd like to talk to him, saying maybe bring a detail, one storm crossing, stream crossing, and the Corps of Engineers is proposing, or what they're proposing. You know, I don't want, I'm trying to figure out why, there has to be a reason. And I know you gotta deal with going across streams all the time, I know what you go through with MDE. There must be something, I don't realize.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm thinking, I want John to tell.
The ultimate hardship, right?
But there may be something that came up that I don't, I'm not aware of.
Well, according to this, though, they're putting, they wanna put a shorter culvert in because the Corps of Engineers is recommending that to lessen the impact, right?
Yeah.
Is that what's driving?
Oh, I thought they were just wanting to.
Is there fish going back and forth and through?
I can't believe it ain't water to that.
What they call a stream, you and I would not call a stream. I mean, it's back to the point that you were making it.
It can be a ditch.
That's why I asked to bring in a cross.
There's water in it when it rains.
When there's an event, yeah.
Guess if you have a longer culvert, maybe truck don't go too long culverts, crayfish and all that, I don't know.
And that's the obvious, those streams up there don't run when it's wet.
My guess is if there's no water in these streams, big part of the year, that would be my guess, that's what I'm guessing.
It's kinda on top of the mountain.
We can speculate, but we need to.
Yeah.
John's usually.
He knows what he's doing, I wish he'd been here, so. Anything else, Chad?
Nope, that was it.
Debbie?
Nope.
Bill?
Nope.
Members? Meeting adjourned, October 5th, right?
Right.
All right.
That's the next one.
Told you had an opportunity to.